Hello there. I'm back, I think. Sorry about that. We had a major meltdown. So I'm going to do the rest of this by phone. Don't know how it's coming through, but hopefully it will sound okay. We're going to try and get all of our guests in that we had scheduled prior to this little mishap. We'll have Sean Kelly on the phone here in a few minutes. I'm sure he'll have something to say about this. It's ironic that it just happened in his segment. So he's going to take it personal, I'm sure. But, hey, all part of persevering, right? We certainly are no strangers to having a few bumps along the road these past few months. And as I was saying to Dave Mercer on the previous segment, doing surprisingly well. We're all seemingly, doing surprisingly well. So we'll get through this, I'm sure. I was mentioning that the folks at Sean Kelly's group had started posting some video blogs on the site that are doing extremely well. And so I want to, Sean, you back there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here, bud.
Hey, there you go.
I'm here.
So we had a major meltdown there.
Yeah, I cause those usually.
You do, don't you? Don't be. You sound nervous now all of a sudden.
Oh, I am, because, you know, I'm just nervous I won't be able to hear your voice through this whole segment.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully we can get that straightened out. I'm doing the rest of the show via phone line on a phone, so it's going to be a little different than normal. But nonetheless, we'll get through it. Not an issue, buddy. I wanted to tell you how wonderful your video pieces are doing with the audiences, the two video blogs that you post on fishingcanada.com.
Yeah, I noticed the ratings went up as soon as this epidemic or pandemic hit and I had to wear a mask.
Oh, good Lord. I knew that was going to come into the equation for sure. The fact that both of these pieces, you're using that new, what do you call it, sous vide or something?
Sous vide.
Sous vide. Are you going to be doing all of your stuff now? Have you completely changed your MO and, like, you're now off the barbecue and into sous vide only?
No, Ange. It's just that we've just been a little bit of, like today, a little bit of equipment malfunction. So once we get all our setup done, we'll be going a little bit more traditional as far as some of the cooking that we're going to do.
Hey, you're going to be thrilled with me. Today at the Viola Castle, the Countess has ordered a feast. The castle is going to be putting on tomahawk steaks for everybody. Right?
So it's a last Sunday's party?
It's a remake, buddy. It's a remake.
Notice, it's funny, because this party's happened twice now, and both times I wasn't invited, including your birthday. Like, I'm doing is, I'll get talked about at the party, because they'll say, look at what we got from this guy, but I won't be able to indulge at the party.
Do you think that's a coincidence? It's happened twice
now?
No,
I don't think it's a coincidence.
I'm gonna be preparing tomahawk steak. So what I want you to do right now, I want you to talk me through the whole tomahawk barbecue preparation deal.
Okay. Well, you've got a tomahawk roast there, which is a 3-bone prime rib grass-fed roast. My suggestion is you're going to take that and you're going to cover it. I didn't give you any duck fat, but use olive oil instead. Salt and pepper, maybe a bit of barbecue spice on it, okay? Turn your barbecue on high on one side and very low on the other, okay? Crisp it all up on the high side. Get a nice crust on it by holding those bones. Just move it around. You've got a nice crust on that whole section of meat. Then take it over, put it on the low heat side, top shelf, and turn the hot off, okay? And bake it off probably for about an hour and a half. Use a meat thermometer. Once you get to 125, that sucker comes off there. Let it rest for about 10 minutes in foil, and then just slice away.
So the notion of just searing it quick is gone now? We're not doing that anymore?
No, that's what you are. You are searing it on the hot side. You're searing that. But because it's a whole big piece of meat, you're going to just roll it around there and basically weld all that spice onto the outside of the meat. Make sure that all the moisture that's inside stays in there, okay? And let that cook inside the meat as well. And again, just bake it off.
Perfect.
Bottom line is, it's going to be about an hour or four beers, depending on, you know, how well you drink. And you're looking for 125 as your internal temperature before it comes off.
So 125. Got it.
Max. Okay, cool. Max.
And that's rare,
and
I'm assuming, right?
And then you're going to just don't let anybody from your family listen to this segment so you can say it was all your idea.
Of course, of course. I wonder how many people, you know, myself included, you know, when we barbecue, we forget just how important that internal temperature is for the meats, right? We just, I know I very seldom, in fact, had you not just told me that, I probably would not be checking temperature inside the meat. I'd just burn it, burn the outside, and it's good to go, right? And not really thinking that there is a right temperature, internal temperature.
Well, of course, and again, it's, a lot of it is done by feel and practice, but in a situation like this, and the bigger piece of meat, the harder it is to get that feel. Meat thermometer, you can't screw it up, Ange. You can't, you know. It's easy peasy as far as that goes, you know.
Okay, I got it. 125, I'm on the ball on this one. I will report back to you. I will report back to you next week and see how it went. What's your plans for the weekend?
Well, you know, the same old, same old. We're going to be very, very busy with the store today, for sure. And I just wanted to say, in respect to educating the consumer, I saw a video online the other day about one of these southern chefs cleaning up a tenderloin. Now, he did it 75% incorrectly. Okay, he did it completely wrong as far as that goes. So what we're going to do, Blair and I, in our next segment, is we're going to show you how to clean a tenderloin properly to give you, the consumer, the maximum yield on that product.
So somebody produced a video and you deem it to be 100% incorrect.
That's correct.
During this. Wow.
Yep. And he's a big boy, but he lives a long way away from me, so I'm not really that concerned.
Yeah. Maybe that's what we should do. Every week we should pick on somebody. What do you think?
Gord Ramsay's next. I saw one. He did a brisket. We're going to pick on Gord Ramsay next. I saw him yesterday.
All right, buddy. I want to urge everybody to check out Sean's video segments. They're on fishingcanada.com in the Eating Wild section of the site. There's a button on the top ribbon of fishingcanada.com. Go ahead and check it out. They're doing really well. People are all over them. So keep it coming, my friend.
Oh, you know, you can count on me, Ange, just like the invitations.
Now, rather than me give out the incorrect email address and information on how folks can get to more of you, I'll let you do that at this point.
It's just go to Facebook, Sean Kelly on Facebook. That's where I've got my. And by the way, I'm at 4,800 followers or friends. That the 5,000. The 5,000th friend is going to get a $500 gift certificate. And that should happen before next Saturday.
Nice. I could apply for that too, right?
Well, I'd have to defriend you and then refriend you then.
All right. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
Okay, take care, buddy.
All right. Sean Kelly. Sean Kelly, our in-house meatmonger. Looking for friend number 5,000, apparently, on Facebook. If you qualify for that, then you got $500. And he doesn't fool around. When he makes those commitments, he gives them out. So you want to check it out.